Chapter 6. Does any one of you who has a dispute with another dare to go to court before unrighteous men, and not before the holy ones? Or do you not know that the holy ones will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you not competent to try very trivial matters? Do you not know that we will judge angels? Then why not matters of this life? If, then, you do have matters of this life to be tried, is it the men looked down on in the congregation whom you assign as judges? I am speaking to move you to shame. Is there not one wise man among you who is able to judge between his brothers? Instead, brother goes to court against brother, and before unbelievers at that. Really, it is already a defeat for you when you have lawsuits with one another. Why not rather let yourselves be wronged? Why do you not rather let yourselves be defrauded? Instead, you wrong and defraud, and your brothers at that. Or do you not know that unrighteous people will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be misled. Those who are sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, men who submit to homosexual acts, men who practice homosexuality, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, revilers, and extortioners will not inherit God's kingdom. And yet, that is what some of you were. But you have been washed clean. You have been sanctified. You have been declared righteous in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are advantageous. All things are lawful for me, but I will not let myself be controlled by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food, but God will bring both of them to nothing. The body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. But God raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up out of death through His power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I then take the members of the Christ away and join them to a prostitute? By no means. Do you not know that anyone who is joined to a prostitute is one body with her? For the two, says he, will be one flesh, but whoever is joined to the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin that a man may commit is outside his body, but whoever practices sexual immorality is sinning against his own body. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? Also, you do not belong to yourselves, for you were bought with a price. By all means, glorify God in your body.